21st of March, Thursday of the second week of Lent. Luke 16:19-31. There was a rich man who used to dress in purple and fine linen and feast magnificently every day. And at his gates there used to lie a poor man called Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to fill himself with what fell from the rich man's table. Even dogs came and licked his sores. Now it happened that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels into Abraham's embrace. The rich man also died and was buried. In his torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham a long way off with Lazarus in his embrace. So he cried out, "Father Abraham, pity me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." Abraham said, "My son, remember that during your life you had your fill of good things, just as Lazarus is full of bad. Now he is being comforted here while you are in agony. But that is not all. Between us and you, a great gulf has been fixed to prevent those who want to cross from our side to yours and from your side to ours." So he said, "Father, I beg you then to send Lazarus to my father's house, since I have five brothers, to give them warning, so that they do not come to this place of torment too." Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." The rich man replied, "I know, Father Abraham, but if someone comes to them from the dead, they will repent." Then Abraham said to him, "If they will not listen either to Moses or to the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone should rise from the dead." We can meditate two things of the words of today. One is really to look at the seriousness of obligations of rich people to share with those who are in need of, and not to live just for themselves. A second meditation is that the faith is not awakened because of miracles normally. He's a gift of God. Through the words of the Holy Scripture and also through the teaching of the Holy Spirit inside, we learn very clear that we should not hang our heart to things which are passing by, material things, and not to build like a safe existence for us with that. All earthly things, they have only a certain kind of value. They are unsure and they go like all earthly things are going. So even from the Christian intelligence, it's clear that we should not give our heart to things which are going away, because then it will be not free. And the house of our life will be built not on a good, clear ground. But it's not only this kind of thinking which will give us the necessary distance to the material world. In the words of today, we see that the rich person did not give good things to the poor. He had no compassion with him. He did not use the possibility to make himself friends in heaven through the mammon. He was not really living in the reality, and he never thought to share with the poor, with the poor Lazarus before his door, at least to give him a little bit of all his richness. What kind of possibility we have to do good things to people who are in need? Their existence helps us, that we do not close our hearts, that we can share, we can do good deeds, and will be not kept by the illusion of richness. For the rich one, in the example of Jesus, it was too late after the death. He could not repent. It was over. So this is like a warning, a clear sign for us not to miss the time which is given us to do good things. If we do good things, the joy will grow, because it's better to give than to receive. The rich one in our example, he hoped that he could save his brothers through a miracle, that the dead will come, the dead Lazarus will come and tell them what's going on, to warn them. They would listen to him, that what his conviction. But Jesus said, no, it's not like this. The faith is not a fruit of the miracles. It's a gift of God, an offering of God. And we are invited to answer. It's a supernatural way. And then our human nature comes in. Our mind, intelligence says yes. The will starts to be directed by the Lord. And our heart converts more and more to our Lord. The miracles may help to make the faith stronger. And for those who do not believe, it might be a sign. But it's never a guarantee if we believe or not. If we listen to the Holy Scripture and to the authentic teachings of the Church, and also to the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit in our inside, this is enough. All other things are coming and make it richer. But the essential is already given, with which we can go the way of following Christ. Because we have received the light. And in this light we can understand the voice of the Lord at every place. And if we listen, of course, to the voice of the Lord, we also listen to Moses and the prophets, and we understand that they all prepared the coming of Jesus. In his light, we see the light.
We continue listening the Latin Lent song, and the strophe of today says, "Behold, O Lord, the affliction of thy people, and send forth him who is to come. Send forth the Lamb, the ruler of the earth, from the rock of the desert to the mount of daughter Zion, that he may take away the yoke of our captivity."
Vide, Domine, afflictionem populi tui, et mihi teque misurus es, emite agnum dominatorem terre, de petra desertiat montem filies io, ut auferat ipse jugum captivitas.